Chapter 4. Once Upon a Time. I make sure that Hansel and Gretel are out of earshot. I can see them up ahead, looking at the ground. Prince is trotting along behind me and Jonah, clearly still wary of the newcomers. Once upon a time, I start, there were two kids named Hansel and Gretel. Jonah nods. That part I got. Good. Anyway, Hansel and Gretel lived with their father and their mean stepmother in a small cottage in the forest. They were very poor. One day, because they were running out of food, their stepmother convinced their father to send Hansel and Gretel away. She thought the kids were too expensive, and she and the dad would be more likely to survive with fewer mouths to feed. Although their father loved them, he agreed.
Our dad wouldn't agree to that, Jonah says.
And our mom wouldn't suggest it, I point out.
Abby?
Jonah asks.
Yeah?
How could they run out of food if there are vegetable fields all over the place? Well, the signs all say keep out, so the people clearly aren't allowed to take any of the vegetables. They probably get attacked by that horrible bird if they try.
Oh, right, he says. I wonder who owns the farms.
No idea, I say. Now back to the story. Hansel and Gretel heard their stepmother say she planned to abandon them deep in the forest. So, as they just told us, Hansel came up with the idea of leaving little white pebbles as they walked.
I would not want to be left out here by myself, Jonah says as the treetops rustle hard in the wind.
He shivers. I nod. Me neither. Well, because Hansel made a trail, they found their way home. Their dad was relieved. He felt terrible about abandoning them.
Go, Hansel and Gretel!
Jonah says, pumping his fist in the air.
But their stepmother must have been M-A-D. Mad.
Oh, she was, I say. And the next time there was a food shortage, the stepmom convinced the dad that they had to lose them in the forest again. But this time, Hansel couldn't find any pebbles. The stepmother gave them one piece of bread to have for lunch, and then the parents led them into the woods. So Hansel decided to make a trail of breadcrumbs by dropping little pieces of bread along the way.
Are those the breadcrumbs Hansel is looking for now?
Jonah asks, nodding up ahead. Hansel and Gretel are still examining the dirt. Yes, I say, except Hansel forgot that there are lots of birds in forests, and birds eat bread. When Hansel and Gretel wake up in the middle of the night to look for the trail, the breadcrumbs are all gone.
But it's not the middle of the night,
Jonah says, looking up at the still light sky.
So maybe the breadcrumbs could still be there now?
It's possible, I say, biting my thumbnail. But then we've messed up the story.
Why? What's supposed to happen?
Well, after they can't find the breadcrumbs, Hansel and Gretel walk and walk deeper into the woods. They're cold and scared and hungry. But then, all of a sudden, they hear a beautiful white snowbird singing. The bird is sitting on a branch, and then it starts flying. So they follow it.
Where does it lead them? Jonah asks.
To a house in the woods, I say.
Made of cake. What? There are no houses made of cake,
Jonah insists. This one is, I say. It's made of cake and candy and gingerbread. You can eat the house. Jonah licks his lips.
I would totally eat that house.
My stomach growls. I would totally eat that house, too. Not that it would be safe to do so. Hansel and Gretel are so happy to see the cake house, I continue, that they gobble up pieces of the roof and window panes. But then a woman comes out.
Is it the stepmother?
No. Another woman.
A stranger?
Yes. And the stranger invites them inside for a proper meal. Hansel and Gretel are thrilled, but the woman is just pretending to be nice. She's really a witch, and she made her house out of cake to lure in kids.
Because she doesn't have any?
Jonah asks.
Because she wants to eat one for dinner,
I say. Jonah gasps.
That's gross.
Yep. And now Hansel and Gretel are trapped in her house.
The witch throws Hansel in a cage, and she tells Gretel to cook for him, to fatten him up so he'll be tasty to eat for her dinner. "Poor Hansel," Jonah says. "Poor Gretel." I nod. Well, Gretel cooks and cooks, and soon her brother is gaining a lot of weight. But the witch can't see that for herself. She has really bad eyesight. So she asks Hansel to stick his finger through the bars of the cage so she can feel if he's fat enough to eat yet.
"And is he?" Jonah asks.
"Well, he is," I say. But Gretel doesn't want to let the witch know that, so she comes up with a great idea. She gives Hansel a chicken bone and tells him to stick that through the cage instead of his finger.
"I get it," Jonah says. "So when Hansel sticks out the chicken bone, the witch thinks that's his finger. His very skinny finger. His too skinny to eat finger."
I nod. But the witch is getting impatient. She wants Hansel fattened up fast. So the next day, the witch tells Gretel it's time to bake dough for kid pie.
"Kid pie?"
Jonah shrieks. His eyes bug out.
"Yes,"
I say. The witch plans to trap Gretel in the oven. But Gretel manages to trap the witch in the oven instead. Gretel frees her brother from the cage, and they take some jewels from the witch's house and run as far away as they can.
"Do they go straight home?"
Jonah asks. "No," I say. "There's this pond, and a duck has to carry them across. But then they finally get to their father's house, and he's happy to see them."
"Yeah!"
Jonah pumps another fist into the air. "I'll bet their stepmother wasn't, though." Well, in the time Hansel and Gretel were gone, the stepmother died.
"Huh? She did? From what?"
I don't know. The story doesn't say. Hunger, maybe?
"Or maybe she got eaten by a wolf. That happens in forests, you know."
I look around and shudder. Thanks for the reminder.
"Well, I'm glad they got home," Jonah says.
"Me too," I say.
"Oh no,"
Gretel says up ahead. She comes running back to us, Hansel behind her. Her face is pale.
"The breadcrumbs are gone,"
she cries. Yep, I so called that. At least we didn't mess up the story.
"Did you eat the breadcrumbs?"
Hansel asks, narrowing his eyes at Jonah.
"You did, didn't you?"
"My brother wouldn't eat food off the ground," I yell. Then I remember his lollipop comment earlier and try again.
"My brother wouldn't eat breadcrumbs off the ground."
"Yeah, why would I eat breadcrumbs from the dirt?" Jonah asks.
"That's gross."
"Maybe your dog did it," Gretel says, glaring at Prince.
"Prince doesn't like bread," Jonah answers, bending down to pat Prince's head. "He likes cheese.
Cheese crumbs he would have gone for."
"It was probably the birds," I offer. It was 100% the birds.
"Oh, yeah," Gretel says, looking up. "The birds. We forgot about the birds."
"But now we'll never find our way home,"
Hansel says, his eyes filling with tears. Gretel wraps her arms around him and pats him on the back.
"What do we do?"
Jonah whispers to me. I glance at my watch. Oh, wow. It's 3:11 a.m. in Smithville. Time is definitely passing much slower here than it is at home. I'm pretty sure it's passing twice as slow. But how can I check? I guess I can count. "Quiet for a second, okay?" I tell my brother. "I need to check something." When my watch changes to 3:12, I start to count. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. When I reach 30, my watch changes to 3:13. So I'm definitely right. 1 minute at home is 30 seconds here. Every half hour here is an hour at home. That means my parents will be up in less than 4 Smithville hours, which is only 2 hours here. Ah! I think we need to send them off to the witch's house and then start looking for the portal home, I whisper to Jonah.
Isn't it bad to send them to the witch?
Jonah whispers back.
I don't think so,
I say nervously. At least we know they outsmart her,
and then they get her jewels and live happily ever after.
True, Jonah says. Can we walk with them until they get there at least? Maybe we'll get to see the cake house.
He leans closer to me. And taste it? I consider. We'll have to assess the situation, but maybe one teensy piece of roof won't hurt anything. Don't we deserve it? Our parents did make us miss dessert. And I bet the cake house is much, much yummier than a measly piece of fruitcake.